98 FM.
So it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and this Saturday, 17th of May, there's a yogathon in aid of Brentwood Mind. And here to tell us what a yogathon is and to talk all things yoga is Jo Kemp and Jessica Livingston from Brentwood Yoga and Wellbeing Studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Now, I know you've organised this event to celebrate Brentwood Yoga Studio's first birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Can I start by asking, I'm sure a lot of people out there know the answer to this, but perhaps you could just tell us what yoga is.
Yeah, of course. It's a very ancient system of health, really, ultimate health, and it teaches you how to release tension from your body. You know, we believe that a lot of people lead very busy lives these Absolutely. Days and get incredibly tense and stressed. So it's a system for releasing tension from the body, and also you want to integrate that with the breath. So one of the things that we found with yoga is that if you combine movement, it's called asana, postures in yoga, with correct breathing, you feel so much better about yourself. Mm. You release tension and you learn to relax and you learn to be calm and you lead life very differently. So yoga is balance. It's about integrating your breath with your body and also your mind. We learn to be mindfulness is talked about a lot. You may have heard about mindfulness. Yes. So we're learning and we're teaching our students how to be mindful and be present and start to get more connected to their body, to listen to their bodies. So our bodies tell us lots of things, yeah. but we often don't listen to them. We override them with our busyness and our coffee and this, that and the other. So it's sort of taking it back to basics, really.
Okay. Excellent. Well, now, separately, but it really goes hand in hand with yoga, I believe, you also run meditation classes.
We do.
Yes. What kind of meditation is it? Is it guided meditation?
Yeah.
Can you just explain for us what that is for
yes,
anyone who
course.
Hasn't heard it?
Yeah. There's many forms of meditation, but again, we've learnt that just having some times for stillness, bringing some stillness into your life, some time to just stop and to breathe, is really crucial, again, to how you feel. Yeah. So some of our meditation courses, I mean, they're all guided. There will be somebody there to help teach you how to do this. And we do that in a variety of ways, depending on the teacher. So often you will be taught how to sit, you'll be taught how to breathe, you'll be taught how to relax. These are really big, important principles of meditation.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. So what are the benefits of yoga and meditation?
Oh, they go on forever. To be honest with you, if you go onto our website, which is brentwoodyogastudio.com, and click on benefits, you will see about 3 pages
really?
of all the benefits, yeah. Because there are so many. But simply, in a physical sense, you'll get much fitter, much stronger, and much more able to move. As we move in our lives, we get stuck. So we get, you know, really tense shoulders, bad backs. Lots of people suffer with all these kind of issues. Mm. And part of that is because they're not taking care of themselves and they're not allowing themselves to move and therefore release this tension. So you allow your body to release tension. At the same time, you get strong. So you get much stronger and much fitter. So you're much more able to do life,
sure.
really.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly preaching to the converted here, because I've enjoyed yoga and meditation classes in my time. Don't do them at the moment. I should do, because I've got a bad back, but there you go.
Perhaps we can help you, Bob.
Well, maybe, yeah. My only complaint at the time was that I was the only man in a class full of ladies.
Okay.
Is it still like that?
No. I mean, Jo, do you want to talk about your classes, because you have quite a few men in
yeah,
your classes,
I do have,
don't you?
I think in every class I have, at least a couple of men.
Right.
And sometimes they like outpopulate the women. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Come on then, men.
Yeah.
Come and join me at a yoga class.
Steadily, as it's getting more well known,
yeah.
more men are coming. I always have 2 or 3 men at least in my class, right. and I really want to encourage more men to come, because actually when they come, they really benefit from it.
Oh, okay, yeah, I can
Often they say,
that.
Oh, I can't do it because I'm too stiff. That's why they need to do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And
I did yoga and meditation at a bad time in my life, and I'd go into the classes absolutely stressed out, feeling
yeah.
awful, and I'd walk out as if I was floating 6 inches above the ground, feeling wonderful. So I can thoroughly recommend
and it. And we call that the pre-yoga and the post-yoga face, Bob.
Oh,
because
okay.
people come in with one face and they go out with a very different one.
I know. Okay, well, turning to your yogathon event on Saturday. It all starts at 4 p.m. on Shenfield Common.
It does.
What's going to happen at the event?
Well, yogis, that's people that do yoga, we're all going to arrive. So there's lots of us coming down from our studio where we've been practicing, and there's also lots of people coming from other places who do yoga. And we're doing what's called sun salutations. So we're all coming together as a group, and we're going to perform these sun salutations. And that's a series of 12 postures with 12 breaths. So if people do want to come and join, the only thing we ask is that they have practiced some yoga before, because it will be quite a challenge. If they haven't done anything, it's probably be a little bit much for them.
Right.
But if they do practice yoga, and particularly if they know about sun salutations, then please come along. And if they don't want to do the yoga, then just come and watch. You know, it's the kind of day where we're sort of saying, come and support us, because we're raising lots of money for Brentwood Mind.
How did you get involved with Brentwood Mind in the first place?
Well, yoga has a really big impact on how you feel. And meditation. So it's a very natural fit that we work with Brentwood Mind, because obviously Brentwood Mind is helping people with mental health issues. And I don't know how where you are, Bob, now, but so many people are suffering with all different sorts of issues.
Absolutely.
From anxiety to stress to depression to insomnia, you know, the list goes on. And we're very passionate about the impact of yoga and meditation, so it's a very natural fit for us to be working with them. And we know that they do lots of really good work locally, and we also know that they need local funds, because they don't get much funding from the central office. So we really want to try and raise as much as we can to help them.
Great stuff. And I believe there'll be some refreshments on the day. Yogi teas have been mentioned, and I don't know what a yogi tea is.
Joe's in charge of refreshments, aren't you, Joe?
A yogi tea is basically a selection of spices and herbs put together in a tea bag, really.
Right.
So they're very detoxifying. Some of them are quite energizing without using caffeine. Very uplifting.
I should have to try that.
And we're having vegan brownies as well. Brownies that taste really nice but are made with natural ingredients.
Lovely. Now, I think the weather is supposed to be good on Saturday, but you do have a plan B if it isn't.
We do. We do. But we will all meet on the common anyway. I mean, the weather forecast is looking really good, so we're not worried. But so if everyone just comes there anyway, but yes, our plan B is that we'll walk up the road to Beckett Keys, which is just down the road, but we really don't think that's going to happen. We think it's going to be fine.
Right, lovely. So if people want to take part, do they need to book in advance, or can they just turn up?
They can just turn up. That's fine. It's helpful if they could email us, which is brentwoodyogastudio@gmail.com, just so we get a gauge of numbers. But they can just turn up. They just need their mat, and they need their £20 donation to Mind. Some water. It might be good to put some sun lotion on before you come. And just be there for 4 o'clock.
Okay, lovely. I've just seen got a little note about parking. If you're going to the event, best to park in the car parks along Brentwood High Street, Sainsbury's, William Hunter Way, Crown Street, etc., and then walk down past the Town Hall to Shenfield Common. Okay, lovely. Well, I wish you every success for Saturday. Let's hope it's a great success and you raise lots of money for Brentwood Mind. And thanks for coming in to tell us all about it. And I better book a class, I think.
You better come down.
Yeah.
Not getting away with it now.
Okay,
thank you so much indeed.
That's Joe Kemp and Jessica Livingston. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.
Thank you.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.